Well, okay. Welcome to our pre-show for Thursday, and let me see what he got. Yeah, man, I got my network computer up. Merrick Garland's path to nomination marked by deference with limits. With Marco Rubio out, Ted Cruz confronts a new foe in John Kasich. Brazilians protest as Luis under investigation gets cabinet position. Nike gets Back to the Future with self-tying sneakers. Self-tying sneakers. Denmark again takes top spot in UN's World Happiness Report. I thought I heard something about Denmark not being all that fucking happy. Something. Maybe it was Netherlands or something. Syrian Kurds hope to establish a federal region in country's north. That's what the Kurds have wanted since the beginning. Their own governance. They don't care if they're part of an overall, you know, whatever. There's an American that got detained in North Korea for stealing a poster or something. It's some chicken shit, which the North Koreans are playing up as if it was some kind of major, really a serious bit of espionage. They had him basically confess to some bullshit. Also, something that I was wondering about this. I mean, it was so obvious. When that guy punched that dude in North Carolina, there were three or four deputies that were walking behind the guy that got punched, a black guy, and they didn't do shit to the guy that threw the punch. They came over and, I guess, rendered assistance to the guy that got knocked down. It was the weirdest thing you ever saw in your life. I mean, if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. They finally disciplined these guys. They got demoted and suspended. Anyway, let's go over to our thing. No, it just can't be. No, it just can't be. No, it just... I'm kidding. All right, let's take a look at our viral emails for today. FIFA admits to, this is a big, big story, I guess, internationally or whatever. FIFA acknowledges World Cup hosting bribes, asks U.S. for cash. Acknowledged Wednesday that past World Cups were awarded based on bribes, and the organization wants U.S. prosecutors to give it tens of thousands of dollars seized from former FIFA officials who took the cash. Really? Well, that's well beyond my ability to understand it. This is World Cup stuff? What in the hell? Can't you hear me crying? Really? Well, all the good teams, I'm looking at a story here, the Patriots are brilliant at finding players who have been cut and motivated, and are motivated. All the great teams are able to find those little gems, those diamonds in the rough, you know. The guys that no one else wanted to take a chance on. Those are the guys, man. What do we have here? This is the dude, man. I'll give you the story on this thing. Close. Okay.
Breaking news from North Korea, handing down a harsh punishment for an American tourist. 15 years of hard labor. Otto Warmbier had been accused of trying to steal a banner containing a political slogan hanging on the wall of his hotel. Warmbier is a student at the University of Virginia. He said that he took the banner as a trophy for the mother of a friend who wanted to put it up in her church.
Uh-huh. That it?
Make delicious
The poor guy. The Koreans had him confess to a whole bunch of stuff that sounds like real bullshit, that he'd been promised a rental car of $10,000. A rental car for $10,000. What does that mean exactly? He'd be promised a rental car and maybe a rental car and $10,000, something like that. And then... the other thing that he confessed to was that he was going to be given $200,000 by some agency or group, I forget who, in the United States. You know, sounds like bullshit to me. What is the story here, man? Am I, okay. Oh, shit. What did I do? Okay. No, I don't want to do that. What I want to do here is I want to print this bitch of a story off, man. There we go. So there it is. North Korea sentences U.S. tourist to 15 years. That's a brutal fucking sentence, man, for stealing some goddamn flag or whatever the fuck he was supposed to have stolen. Okay? So it's obviously a propaganda. It's a bit of a propaganda play by the North Koreans. The thinking is the guy's going to get out, you know, within a specific specified time period of his going into jail or prison, because that's how the Koreans have done it in the past. The problem is our relations with North Korea right now are like fucking rock bottom. And to make a point, they may keep this guy longer. I don't know. I wouldn't want to fucking... I don't know what I'm talking about, but I just... The Koreans, you know, based upon my reading of that terrific book called The Impossible State, which I do recommend to you, and that's the only... And I've also seen the documentary on Crossing the Line, which is about an American GI who went over the border into North Korea sometime back in, I think, the 60s, early 60s. He defected, effectively defected from South Korea, from his guard post, from his patrol post, or wherever he was supposed to be, through the no man's land that lies between the North and South Korean wires or fences, and presented himself as a defector to the North Koreans. And that was a pretty ballsy thing to do, actually, because there's fucking landmines, all kinds of shit, machine guns are, you know, fixed on everything. I mean, however they, you know, they've got every sector just covered with fire and like that. So this dude defects. And there was a great documentary that I recommend to you called Crossing the Line, I think. You'll see this guy. And this guy is really a piece of shit. He's an American. He defected shortly after his marriage went to hell in a handcart and a lot of personal problems. When he got to North Korea, he was used by the North Koreans to intimidate other American GIs who had also defected. For whatever reason, and, you know, you'd have to talk to those guys, we had these guys defecting. I don't know what the number was in the Vietnam War. That would be an interesting thing to look at, whether we had any defectors into North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. But in North Korea, there were a few. And it wasn't during the Korean War. It's been that entire period of time that we've had, you know, our soldiers and their soldiers kind of squaring off. And this guy was used to, he was like used as some sort of a thug and enforcement on these other Americans that had defected. He actually beat up one American soldier that had defected, who I think eventually repatriated the guy that got beat up. But some of these guys died there, not saying that they were not allowed to leave. I think they chose to stay in some instances, but for different reasons than, oh, wow, I'm really fucking in love with the North Korean way of life. I think they were fearful that they'd be incarcerated or something here in the West or something. But this one guy is still there. He's well into his, I would say he's in his, got to be in his 70s. And big old man now with that fucking, those silver braces that they have around their teeth in third world countries, you know, and I don't know, he's not a very likable person. And he talks about life in North Korea and how it all makes sense, and it's fucking nightmare as far as I'm concerned. North Korea is a place where everything that you imagine 1984 to be, it's alive in North Korea. Every kind of secret police, every kind of fucking control over thought, control over everything. The ideology is everything. The philosophy is everything. You know, the core principles of the revolution, whatever the fuck those are, and they seem to be not so much rooted in Marx or Lenin or anything having to do with the Maoist of China or the Marxist-Leninist of Russia. It seemed to be just whatever Kim Dong-soon, whoever the founding guy was, whatever he thought. And then he came up with a bright idea, and a lot of the shit they do today is still based on his stuff. So it's very, very weird, and it's very scary, and it's lots of fucking people in prison. They've got a prison there that is, like, huge. I mean, it's fucking huge, man. It's got 10 miles of fucking wire, a fence, and you know, wall for this prison. I mean, it's huge. Somewhere, you know, in the north. They had a famine in the 90s. I mean, well, the rest of the world was seeming, here in the United States, we were flush, and the rest of the world kind of goes its way. In North Korea, there was a famine, a fucking famine. And when we tried to help, as the rest of the international community did try to help, the North Koreans would only take our help on with certain provisions, certain provisos. You know, you're not allowed to have any contact with our people. We're the ones that take the food or take this stuff, and we give it to them. And you're only allowed to, like, you know the whole thing about beggars can't be choosers? They were fucking choosers, man. They didn't give a shit. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Jared Fogle reportedly beaten up in prison. I got kind of mixed feelings about this kind of shit. I understand the guy's a scumbag. I get it. But we live in a civilized society. The guy's in prison, and supposedly we have a law against cruel and unusual punishment. Basically, that what that means is torture. Now, if a guy goes into prison and he's supposed to get beaten up as a part of his sentence, then that should be a part of the law. That should be clearly stated, you know. If you're going to go into prison and you're going to be incarcerated and you're going to sit in a cell and you're going to go off and do certain assigned jobs and then you're going to report for roll call and then you're going to go get your meals and then sit in your fucking bunk, you know, there's a certain kind of prison life that you can expect. You've lost your freedom. But I don't know that it says anything about being raped or beaten up. Oh, you know, Henry, don't be soft on him. I'm an American. I'm not a motherfucking goddamn Iranian, you know. I'm not sending people off to be fucking tortured in goddamn prison. It's not torture. Okay, well, why don't you tell me all you know about being fucked up the ass in prison and tell me that it's not torture? Maybe if you liked it. Hey. You get fucked up the ass. Okay, then tell me all you know about getting your ass fucking beat in prison. Tell me that you like that. All right. Chelsea Handler announced this morning that her show will premiere on May 11th. What happened to the show she was doing? I thought she was doing like a documentary or something. Okay. And then Justin Bieber settles lawsuit for paparazzo altercation. Whatever that is. Whatever that one was. 1 year, $6 million. Man, that's nice. Okay, dude. This is Chelsea Handler. And this here is what, man? So now I got this. I got Justin Bieber here on deck. There you go. Fucking hot, man. I gotta turn the fan on. Ah, fuck. Russell Okung visits Broncos. I guess the draft is coming up. I don't give a shit. I honestly don't give a shit. My whole life is now all about fucking soccer, I guess. Maybe that's it. I like pro football, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I just don't look at the off-season shit. So the Eagles traded Mark Sanchez? Or did the Eagles acquire Mark Sanchez? Oh, they acquired Mark Sanchez. The Denver Broncos acquired Mark Sanchez. You know what? I think that's very significant. I've always believed that Mark Sanchez is a much better quarterback than he's given credit for. And yeah, I get him the butt fumble. I mean, enough already. I know, yeah, it was funny. It wasn't that funny. It wasn't that funny. It was sort of modestly amusing. If you were not a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, it was probably pretty funny, but it wasn't as funny as they made it out to be, and it lasted much, much longer than, you know, it should have lasted. It's not that goddamn funny. Were you just saying that because you like Mark Sanchez, Phil? Maybe. But it still wasn't that funny. Around the NFL, released by the Browns, Carlos Dansby agreed to terms of 2-year contract with the Rams. Quentin Couples, Donald Penn signed 2-year contract with the Raiders. Carlos Dansby, who's he? Looks like always a linebacker. Da 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 di di di. Okay, now we're gonna. What would happen if I just, see? No, that's no good. I don't use the gating on the mic since I got yelled at for doing that a while ago. Man, I didn't even watch Conor McGregor getting his fucking ass handed to him by that other dude. I don't know what fight that was, but okay, that's done. Explosions. And what else do we want to do, man? Explosion. Hate that one. That ain't bad. this? I guess it's okay. My best friend. My best friend. Chelsea Handler's Netflix show will air 3 days a week starting May 11th. Netflix first talk show is almost here. Chelsea announced this morning that her show will premiere on the with a half-hour commercial-free episodes. They'll all remain on Netflix permanently. Handler's show will be the first regularly scheduled series on Netflix, though Netflix has the head show. What do you mean, regularly scheduled series? They'll return year after year. Oh. It's never done weekly or daily or weekly program. It'll be interesting to see how successful timely content will be on a platform that regularly brags about its ability to pick up niche films and wait around for them to find an audience. But Handler will be a big draw, leaving her popular E-series Chelsea lately in August. Netflix has been building her profile across its own platform with a series of comedy specials. Netflix still hasn't said much about the show's format. In a note announcing these first details, Handler mentions that she'll be traveling around the world and learning new things, so it's possible that the show will look more like her comedy specials than a traditional talk show. Handler's yet to announce traveling around the world and learning new things. Okay. Our at-large reporter, Don Mixa, on the Chelsea Handler show.
I can tell you that. Well, the thing I guess I would say more than anything else, Phil, is Chelsea Handler is, and the name itself, I think, was picked Chelsea Handler, meaning to handle or to put your paws on her. And I think they want to encourage the idea, the fantasy among men that they would paw or handle her, have their hands on her. And she has shown all of her body nakedly. Okay.
What do you mean she's shown her body nakedly?
I think what I'm, just what I said.
Just what the man said.
Well, there's no such word as nakedly, I don't think.
There isn't a word.
Well, she's shown every inch of herself, and I think the idea is to prime the male viewer so that when he tunes in to the program, when it debuts in August or whenever it debuts, that he is primed to see the full naked wonder that is Chelsea Handler. Now, I think a lot of guys are going to be thinking about are her breasts and her bare rear end. All guys are going to be thinking about will be the breasts and the bare rear end. And I don't think that they're going to be paying much attention to any of the content. I think that's a plus. I think it's a minus. You want to roll out somebody who's got, talent. But you also want to make sure that...
Well, I think it's very clear what it's going to be about. I think she's probably going to at least...
I don't think they're going to be able to get away with doing any program without her showing some part of herself right there on screen. What I mean by that, it'd be a very quick turn to the camera and pull her pants down. or a quick turn to...
Well, that sounds very juvenile. I don't know that that is exactly what...
Well, Margaret, I can tell you, it may sound juvenile, but boy, I hate it when you interrupt me.
Well, that sounds completely juvenile. I'm not sure that...
Well, you may not be sure of it, but I can tell you, from my understanding, anyway, that's what a lot of people are saying is going to happen. A lot of people, and the people that I know who are, and a lot of the people that I know who are definitely, these are people that are... These are people that I think you're going to enjoy, Phil. Well, I've got, we've got a lot of people, Phil, at these different fairs, so fuck it.
Testy 1-2. What the fuck is that, man? Are you serious? Oh, phew. That is at 33. Mm-hmm. I think this is Jay Santos.
And I heard about it.
Well, I did, Phil. I heard about it, and I have to say I had mixed feelings because you don't want someone like that on the street. And when I heard about him being beaten in prison, I thought to myself, that's bad. No question it's bad. But I also was thinking, I had the same...
Well, you had this feeling.
I did have the feeling. It was just, yeah. Yeah, I was imagining him getting beaten with every And I was thinking to myself, I'm so sorry.
You don't sound like you're under control at all.
Jay, you sound a little out of control.
I'm not out. When I thought of him being beaten, I thought, this is wrong. This is not what prison should be. We don't live in a third world society where someone gets beat up and cold cocked or whatever, you're going down a mess line. But I also thought that he was getting pounded. I was thinking, man, just pound him. Yes, yes, come on, just do it. Yeah. I have mixed feelings. I just thought, kick his ass, you know.
Jay Santos, kick his ass, man. Kick his ass, man. Kick his ass, man. Kick his ass. Jay Santos, Don Mixa, Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, Dave Oliva. There's a sports show that I'm looking at up here, and it looked like, well, it's off now, but one of the guys had, like, ears out to here, and he said, hey, everybody, how you doing? This is Biff Johnson. Imagine a guy trying to talk like he's all fucking cool and shit, and his ears are just enormous. You know, that's the kind of thing that just bugs me, you know? I don't like it. Never have liked it. Never will like it. Nope. Like that, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm fucking good, man. Shit. Are you kidding me, man? What up here, man? What up, baby? All right. What is that fuck? We got a weird sound coming out of the... Hey, where's our BSP promo, man? Oh, it's right here. It's in my fucking hands. What am I talking about? You know, you get so many photographers kicking and punching people that it might occur to some of these judges that maybe these photographers are a pain in the fucking ass. Are you trying to tell me that every single person that sings or is an actor or anybody that's famous automatically attacks photographers? I mean, yeah, they're lowlifes, you know. Well, that's fun to think of, but, you know, as well as I do, it's bullshit. So, what do we got here, man?
Hair on, I put my fist up after I get my dick set.
Yeah.
Quick buck.
World famous Phil Henry show. Yeah. The hell is this anyway?
This is Earl's sweatshirt. This is very performance arty, I think.
Yeah, pretty performance arty. Earl's sweatshirt, yeah. All right.
If not a synonym or menace, then forget it and turn these.
Okay, man. You ready? I am. If you is, I am. All right? Okay. 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 Oh, sorry. Okay.